This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's up, Matt? No Las Vegas trip for you this year.
No Las Vegas trip. Wasn't in the cards, unfortunately, but that's okay. We can still watch the game here in Sacramento, cover the game here in Sacramento, and I'll be heading out to the ACC Championship in Tahoe tomorrow. So
there's no reason. That's going to be a lot more fun than Summer League.
I have a lot of fun at Summer League. I think Summer League's a lot of fun. It's like a basketball festival. So I really enjoy it, especially with this. Having a first-round pick definitely changed my tune on Summer League this year, but it's okay. We'll have fun at the golf tournament too.
Do you have a favorite Summer League moment?
So I've only been to Summer League once, and it was with Keegan versus Paolo, and Keegan stealing the ball and hitting that shot. So that's probably it for me. And how, like, again, you experience Summer League, and it's not like, I mean, you just look at the crowd and it's a sea of different colored jerseys, right? Everybody, fans from every team around the league. And to see everybody, regardless of jersey, be invested into a game, when Keegan hit that shot, that entire place erupted, regardless of, because they're just there to watch good basketball. And that moment was so electric. That was a really, really fun game. Again, for a really hyped up rookie class, and you have the number one pick versus the number four pick going to the wire like that. That was everything the NBA could have wanted, regardless of who you were rooting for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The Kings get underway here, by the way, in about an hour. It's the Kings versus the Magic again, just as Matt was referencing from the game that he went to. So we're your pregame show leading into Summer League basketball. I asked KC this question a second ago. I'll ask you. Obviously, you've been all over what the Kings have been doing for the last couple of weeks. And if the Kings don't make a trade, do you think they're done for the offseason? Do you think their last free agent has been signed, their last move has been made?
I don't think so, because with the sign and trade of Dennis Schroeder, the MLE is still intact. So I think Perry will find a way to use that MLE, and maybe this Summer League is kind of a context gathering period.
Mm-hmm.
Is the backup point guard on this roster, or is he not? And if he's not, then you have that MLE that you can go and try and address that issue. And I think everybody's looking at Devin Carter, and rightfully so. Devin should be the top man on this roster. I look at this as a showcase opportunity for Devin. Like, how much better are you than everybody else? Because you're supposed to be. How much have you benefited from the last couple of months of being healthy and putting in the work without the cameras on you or anything like that? So everybody's going to be looking at Devin in that sense. But guys, I've been told that there are many within that front office that believe that Nick Clifford should and will compete for the backup point guard spot right away. Wow. There's a belief in this front office in Nick as someone who's capable of being that backup point guard of the future for Sacramento. He might not be the guy day one, but they believe he has the capabilities and the potential to do that right away. So I think we are going to get opportunities to see what Neek Clifford looks like as the primary ball handler at times, whether Devin Carter is on or off the floor, and we'll see how that goes over the course of summer league. And if it's a disaster, then I think I wouldn't be surprised to see the MLE be used to potentially go out and acquire another point guard that might be available. No idea who that name is.
I do.
I mean, we've heard Russell Westbrook. We've heard rumblings, right? And Damian's still keeping that hope alive. So I don't know. But I think I think summer league is it kills the time of the offseason for us a little bit. I think summer league is going to be a context building period because the Sacramento Kings are looking at the rookies they drafted and Devin Carter as some of you are going to be a part of our rotation. Are you ready for it? That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Is Devin Carter, as my partner would say, don't lead the witness. Who are you most looking forward to seeing on this Summer League Kings team?
It's the rookies for exactly the reason that I just said. I think how Devin Carter plays is important, and I'm very intrigued by that. Devin Carter's in a place that's kind of unfair. And Casey, I think I heard you talk about this earlier. Like, you expect him to be good, right? You expect him to be the top guy because he has the experience and he was a lottery pick last year. That doesn't mean we can't celebrate and be impressed if he does that. A lot of people are going to panic if he doesn't play well. But for me, it's the rookies, it's Neek and it's Maxime because of, again, what I've been told. I've been told that the Kings view Neek as someone who can contend for that backup point guard position and be a part of the rotation. I've been told that the Kings look at Maxime Reyneaux as someone who can be a part of their rotation right away. So what do those two guys look like? How NBA ready do they look? It doesn't mean they're going to be flawless and we're not going to overreact to one, two, or even all the games. But what do they look like? I know there's a lot of curiosity about Maxime and his ability to space the floor as a center. So a lot of people are locked into what he looks like as as that 7'2" centerpiece. I think Dylan, is it Cardwell? I want to make sure I don't say his last name wrong, but the Auburn center, the enforcer, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on him and what he can bring and the athleticism that he brings. So I'm very excited about the rookies. I'm looking forward to seeing how NBA ready they look, which is one of the key reasons why you draft a 22, 23-year-old with, in Neek's case, 5 years of college experience, is so that they can hit the ground running when they get to the NBA. So are these young men ready to hit the ground running? Yeah.
Could you see Max and Domas playing together?
I didn't.
No, can
you? No, can you? No, 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 no. Can you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like there was a video. Yes, if Maxime can be what Brooke Lopez was for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't mean necessarily to the level because Brooke Lopez is a phenomenal center. But if Maxime can be a rim protector and then a corner three or wing three specialist, yes, he can play next to Domas. But we're talking, like, when I talk about the Kings' belief in Maxime right away, again, we're talking about holding down maximum 15 minutes a night that Domas isn't on the floor.
Right.
Domas is going to play 35 to 38 minutes a night, and he rarely misses a game. We know Domas plays hurt. It's one of the best things about Domas is he's available. Right. So you're not looking at a second round 7'1" center as the guy coming in to be like, yes, we found the partner next to Sabonis that we've been looking for, maybe eventually. But right now it's, hey, Drew Eubanks is here to hold that spot down. But Maxime, you can beat out Drew Eubanks. you can that spot is available. So go compete for it.
Do you think people like myself need to pump the brakes a little bit when you talk about Maxine? Because I absolutely think he could be a rotational player right away. I think a lot of what I've seen from him his game seems like it could translate immediately to being a rotational guy or to the NBA game. But he was drafted in the second round. He was the 42nd pick. Should everybody kind of pump the brakes a little bit with the excitement that they have and the expectations they may have for him as a Sacramento King?
Casey, I'll tell you this. If I tell you to pump the brakes, I also have to tell myself to pump the brakes. And most importantly, I have to tell members of the Kings coaching staff to pump the brakes. Because there's members of the Kings coaching staff that feel that way. I've been told that. And I believe that. I think he was a 42nd pick because it was orchestrated for him to go to Sacramento. Like, we've heard a lot about how the second round of the draft is essentially just agents assigning their players or finding their players the best possible landing spot for them. That's why I believe Maxime was the 42nd pick, not because there were 41 players better than him. If you look at, like, whether we care about mocks, but the general consensus in the conversations that I had is Maxime was slated to be in the high 20s. So I do believe he is a potential day one NBA contributor, and that you can have realistic expectations but still have those hopes and that optimism towards a player like that. Again, we're not talking about a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid who is drafted based off of his measurements. Maxime was specifically drafted as an older prospect with 4 years of experience as a archetype center that Scott Perry clearly values, right? Floor spacing centers. That Maxime fits that mold. So I do believe the Kings are looking at this as, Maxime, nothing's going to be handed to you. You're not a lottery pick, and you're not coming into a situation where we're a 25-win team and you're just going to play no matter what. You're going to have to earn it. But we drafted you because we believe you can contribute and help this team right away while also being a piece of our future. So, no, I don't think KCU have to pump the brakes.
You mentioned earlier, Neek, at that backup point guard spot. We had heard that associated with Devin. What do you think we see in summer league, you know, tonight, but really over the course of, and I don't know that Devin's going to play too. I actually don't think Neek is going to play 2 weeks either, but what do you think we see in terms of the point guard position? Do you think it's split between those guys over the course of, you know, maybe the next three or four games or whatever? I should say the first three or four games of summer league.
Yeah, and then I would expect Isaiah to get some run too. The Isaiah Stevens, I believe, from Colorado State as well. I mean, you brought him in, and he led the G League in assists last season. So he's a more than capable point guard. Out of the three of them, he might be the truest playmaking point guard out of the bunch. So I imagine he will get some run as well. And I'm not too familiar with the entire Kings Summer League roster, so I think we'll be pleasantly surprised maybe with different players at different positions. But Devin Carter should get a lot of run with it. I want to see Devin Carter and Neek Clifford playing together a lot at that 1 and 2 spot, see what that looks like. I definitely want to see Neek handling those responsibilities for 3 to 5 minute stretches, because that's what he'd be doing, right? We're not talking about Neek Clifford being the same thing we're talking about with Maxime Reyneau.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Playing 15 minutes max with Domas off the floor. It's like, okay, when Schroeder's off the floor for a 4 to 5 minute stretch, can Maxime hold that spot down? So that's what you want to get a glimpse at. Not necessarily a 35 minute performance of him at the point guard position. And it's the same thing with Devin Carter. How do they look like in 4 to 5 minute stretches? And I'm most specifically interested in two things. One, can they create for themselves in isolation sets? Because we know the Kings are going to be pretty ISO heavy. Mm-hmm. And two, can they create for others? Can they play make? Right. So that's what I'm just assessing all of those with kind of the same parameters and seeing which guys do better in those specific areas. But the point guard position is going to be what everybody's focusing on, and rightfully so. And then everybody's just going to be watching the two centers and seeing if we can make our own summer league hype tape to watch to get us through the month of August.
Pretty much. In your opinion, information, all this other stuff, where do we stand on the pursuit or any kind of pursuit of Jonathan Kuminga? Is it everybody just kind of chilling, going about the rest of their business? Or have people just completely walked away and dismissed it as something that's not going to happen at all?
I mean, Jonathan Kuminga, from what I understand, will be meeting with the Sacramento Kings in Las Vegas at some point. I think Jonathan Kuminga is meeting with a lot of teams in Las Vegas who are potential suitors. The Kings are on that list. As of right now, like, there's no reason to budge. I think the information that was true a week and a half ago is true today. The Kings have put their offer on the table. The Warriors don't seem to like the offer, and the Warriors hold all the cards. Congratulations. You still have the problem that you got to figure out. If they don't like it right now, then they won't do it. That's fine. And they can either do the qualifying offer or figure it out amongst themselves. I think we're just at a stalemate. Doesn't mean it's dead. Doesn't mean it's over. But I think that's where they're at. And I don't think the Sacramento Kings, maybe if they have a phenomenal, flawless meeting with Kuminga, they do feel like, okay, we'll budge a little bit or sweeten the deal a little bit to get it across the finish line. But we're talking minuscule, guys. We're talking like going from 2 seconds to maybe a heavily protected first. Like, I don't think Perry's going much harder for Kuminga. I do believe there's those in the Kings organization that want Sacramento to keep pushing because they believe that the Warriors are close to done with Kuminga in terms of how they view him as a part of their future and are just being stubborn because they don't want to lose him for nothing or lose him for scraps. So there are people in the organization that are definitely still pushing to make Kuminga happen, but Perry is not going to overpay. And like I said, shared about a week ago, he's willing to walk away and move on. And that's where we're at.
There is a second component to this that's not just the Warriors, Kings, compensation and all that. There's the compensation towards Jonathan Kuminga. Are you aware of any discussions that have happened between Kuminga's, you know, group and the Sacramento Kings about what a potential contract would look like should something materialize between Sacramento and Golden State?
I've gotten rumors of figures, nothing that I feel confident enough like putting out there necessarily, but I can summarize it as this. Kuminga and his camp want a number that nobody is willing to give. Mm-hmm. And I think Scott Perry is starting at like half of that so that a middle ground could be theoretically reached. But I don't have anything definitive to kind of understand what those figures are. Or confident enough to put those figures out there, but conversations have happened and it sounds like more are to be had in person in Las Vegas, either this or next week.
Personally, how do you feel about like the pursuit of Jonathan Kuminga? Do you feel like, hey, you guys have done a lot of this legwork here? I don't know how you feel about Kuminga, but let's just say you believe in what he potentially could be in the risk, the calculated risk that it is bringing them in, just finish the deal, find a way to get it done. Or are you more so on that, on the wave of like, I'm not going to do too much for Jonathan Kuminga. I could take him or leave him.
I think Jonathan Kuminga is a good project at a good time for Sacramento. The upside is there and the ability to take that swing without too much fear of it failing, I think, is right now. And you kind of strengthen that feeling if you don't feel like you give up a lot for him. The Kings are not in a position where they're desperate to find someone to get them over the hump. Cause I don't believe you put Jonathan Kuminga on this roster today, they're a better basketball team. Do I think they go from a play-in team to a top six team in the West? Maybe, best case scenario. Do I think it makes them a legitimate contender to win a playoff series? No, I don't. Unless he surprises us and the Warriors truly did a terrible job of maximizing him, which, knowing how consistently solid the Warriors organization has been, I don't believe that. So I think Kuminga is a smart, calculated risk that you don't spend a lot to take. So I kind of feel the same way Perry does. Like, if it doesn't happen, all right. Would it be great to take a flyer on? Absolutely. But I don't view Kuminga as a day one game changer the same way that I guess Russell Westbrook would be or Trey Young would have been. Like, it's not the same thing. I would look at Kuminga as someone you slot next to Keegan. You feel much better about your wing/forward depth. And you say, okay, this is something that we keep looking at one or two summers from now and how it's progressing. That's kind of, I don't know if that answers your question, Casey, but I'm not.
Well, try answering this one, Matt. For the love of God, his son, and the Holy Ghost, what the F is a flyer? I swear to God, I hate that term, and it's clear I don't understand it. Take a flyer on Jonathan Kuminga? Isn't that going to cost you like $20 to $25 million? That is the most expensive flyer I've ever heard. Somebody, like I'm a five-year-old, explain to me what a flyer is. Anybody.
Well, okay, D'Lo. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing.
No, I hate your guts. I hate your guts. I absolutely hate your guts. You make me sick.
I said that on one podcast recording one time with D'Lo, and he screamed at me. I'm never bringing it up ever again.
That is Einstein's definition of insanity, not the definition of insanity. But don't derail this conversation. What the hell is a flyer?
I think, well, I'll tell you what a flyer is. I think Jonathan Kuminga is a little bit more than a flyer.
I sure as hell think so.
A flyer would be
your Cam Reddish.
Yes,
pick.
That's a flyer. Kuminga is
no. That's a
gamble.
You're taking a risk.
Yeah, that's a gamble. I also don't think he'd make $20 to $25 million though. I think that might be what he wants. I don't think that's what
he's
going to
get. More than that. What do you think he's going to get?
15 to 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, obviously 25 is, I don't know what the man's going to get. I don't know. If no one wants to sign him to a contract, I don't know why anyone would sign him to a $25 million contract. And I don't know why he would ask people for a $30 million contract, allegedly, if that's what he's doing. He's got a flyer, apparently, that says $30 million on it.
he's a little bit more than a flyer, though.
Yeah, no, I feel... Matt, if you make this move, he's a piece.
Yeah, I think you view him as a piece, but you also view him as a project. Like, can you maximize the potential that everybody sees is there, but nobody knows how valuable it is, or nobody's willing to pay a premium for it, right? But the athleticism is there. The raw talent is there, and everybody points to, well, he's been on the Warriors for the last 3 years and hasn't really developed, hasn't really gotten better. There is going to be a team out there that goes the same way they look at Zion and goes, yeah, but in our system, if we got our hands on him,
right.
I don't know if the Sacramento Kings in their first year should feel like they're the most ideal situation to maximize talent, but if you want to go out and attempt or make like take a flyer, try something like Kuminga is definitely out there, but I think if the Kings felt that he was more than a project or an opportunity, they would be willing to offer more than what they're offering. I think the security that they build for themselves is, yeah, we'll give him the high teens to low 20s contract if that's the deal that the sides agree to, if that's what his value is. But we're not giving up a lot in order to process that deal and make it happen with the Golden State Warriors to where if it doesn't work out, yeah, you have this money on your books, but that's not as bad as a $30 million player that you also used Keegan Murray, which is absurd and never going to happen, but Keegan Murray to go out and acquire. Because at that point, it better work or you're potentially losing your job.
Yeah. Great stuff as always from our man Matt George over here at ABC 10. And of course, the Locked On Kings podcast. We appreciate you so much for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.